I would invite you to take a Bible and turn to John chapter 20. Reading verses 19 through 23. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23. This is after the resurrection has occurred. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." You may have looked at the title this morning, Camouflage Christianity, and wondered, what in the world does that have to do with the subject matter, or in particular, with this passage of Scripture? And it's not just one of those quirky things that I sometimes do, and yet in part it is as well something of a quirk. When I was recently reading this passage, a couple of things about it struck me in addition to Christ giving peace to the disciples. One of those was that they were hiding with the doors locked because they were afraid. And the disciples had ventured out earlier, after they had gone into hiding to get supplies and other things, and yet they did so in such a way as to be inconspicuous because they were afraid somebody would recognize them as followers of Jesus and would do something horrible to them. The other thing that struck me again is that in spite of all of this, and in spite of their locking themselves behind the doors, being afraid, Christ doesn't just give them calmness at this point when he says, "Peace be with you." And he showed them his side and his hands, and they were happy, and he gave them peace once again, and breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." But he also gave them a commission. If they were indeed going to be his followers and continue to be so and have his peace, he said, then you need to go out. As the Father has sent me, even into a hostile environment, so I send you. Which then raises some questions for us, I think. We have that same commission, and yet do we sometimes camouflage who we are because we're afraid? Afraid of what someone might see, afraid of what someone might say, afraid of what someone might do. Perhaps we try to camouflage ourselves to keep from being seen and understood. We who hunt even have camouflage bags to put our stuff in. God help us if we carry them out in the woods and forget where we place them, right? But we have tools. We have tools that we're given to help us in our quest for whatever we're seeking to do. And some of us use tools to camouflage ourselves. I didn't bring all of my stuff. We wouldn't have time. But we wear sometimes individual shirts and pants and even socks and other things that are camouflaged, that have patterns of the trees and the leaves in the woods like this one-piece jumpsuit. Why? What are we doing when we're trying to camouflage ourselves? We're trying to hide ourselves from those who we don't want to see us. In my particular instance, of course, four-legged creatures. But even if I have this on, they can still see me, right? I can be out in the woods, they can still see me. So, then we come up with other things to keep them from seeing us. Seeking to hide ourselves from those that we don't want to discover where we are. If it's cold, we even have them in toboggan face masks. We even try to keep down on our scent by washing things in stuff that takes away human scent and then locking them up in bags. But we even have camouflage boots so that they don't see our feet and wonder what's going on. And really, it's a combination of fear and excitement. Afraid that we will be spotted when we don't want to be, and thereby lose whatever advantage we may have, but excited because we have an opportunity. An opportunity to do something. Now, some states require that you be able to be seen by other people like you, so you have to wear a hat or an orange vest, but not all of them do. We try to hide ourselves. We try to keep from being discovered. Those disciples hid themselves. They had the best news of all time, and they hid themselves. They hid themselves in a room. And when they left that room, they covered themselves, trying to blend into the crowd, perhaps even covering their faces with the shawls that they, prayer shawls and other things they would wear over their heads. They had the greatest news in the world, and yet, for fear, the tools that they used were not tools to help spread that good news, but to hide them, to cloak them, so that others would not discover who they really were. Simon Peter was recognized before Jesus' crucifixion as one of the followers by a young girl. And what did he do? He denied, which only made him want to hide even more. To hide even more out of fear. And yet, on this day, Jesus comes and he appears at the place where they are so fearful, where they are hiding, where they are camouflaging themselves and not sharing that news. And he says, I give you peace. I give you peace. Then he shows them his side. He shows them his hands. They recognize this really is Jesus. And they are elated for a few moments. Because what does he say? Go out. I send you out. Just as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And suddenly, they start looking for the camouflage again. Because once again, they're afraid to go out and to be recognized. Elated by the news, fearful by the commission. We know that in those early days of the church, there were many who were persecuted, who were tortured, who were killed, some of them in very terrible ways. And yet, those who died because of their faith didn't seek to camouflage themselves. they very proudly told the good news. They very proudly went about living their lives in such a way that Christ's peace shone through any camouflage they could ever try to use. They took very seriously, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And where had the Father sent Jesus? Had the Father sent Jesus into the nice, neat places where everybody was just like him, where everybody shared the same thought, where everybody dressed exactly the same way, where everybody would love and accept because you were alike, where the religious leadership would welcome you in because you were alike? You don't need camouflage there, do you? No. God sent Jesus into a world that was hostile, into a world that eventually killed him, into a world which continues even to this day to raise questions, sometimes to poke fun. And Jesus sent us into that same world. Not camouflaged. Fearful, maybe. But you know, sometimes fear can help motivate us to move beyond even the fear and share the good news. How many times do we go to work and something happens or something is said and we kind of back up into the corner, camouflaging who we are as Christians? Or maybe we're in school and some of our classmates are doing or saying things that we know we really should speak up. I don't mean in your face, knock them down with a big family Bible and stomp on them between the eyes. But even in a subtle way, to tell them about the good news and about the way life should be lived, and yet we fade into the background and camouflage who we are, hoping that we will not be noticed. Are there times that maybe even in our own families, we camouflage who we are because we're afraid of the reaction that we might get? And yet, look at the reaction that Jesus got. Even though he said, "Father, if there is any other way," he stepped forth. He stepped out of the crowd. He even died for it. But then he said, "Peace I give to you. Peace will be with you. Even as the Father sent me, I send you." Not to be camouflaged, not to hide, but to share peace, to share forgiveness, to share the grace that God has given you to forgive sins. To forgive sins. To stand without cowering in fear, even at school, even at work, even at home. And he also did not send them out defenseless. Christ sent his disciples out with the guidance of the Spirit. Here he says, John records, he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Now we know that when we accept Christ, the New Testament teaches us that when we accept Christ, truly accept him as our Lord and Savior, the Spirit comes to dwell within us. The danger is that sometimes we seek to camouflage and stifle the Spirit, even within us. But it is that Spirit that Christ gave to His disciples, not just those 12, but to all who would become disciples, that takes us places that sometimes maybe we don't want to go. Maybe we would want to be camouflaged, but Christ said, I am sending you to do my work. He didn't send them alone, and He doesn't send us alone. There are all kinds of things we pack in our bags that can help us. Sunday school literature can help us to go out, to step outside the camouflage. It can be a tool that will help us be prepared to share even as Jesus shared. Bible dictionaries, wonderful tools that help us to prepare. For you see, Jesus didn't send them out unprepared. Jesus gave them things to help. Commentaries. By the way, we have some of these things in our library. So if you don't have them at home, we've got them here. But there's something that everybody's got, even if you don't have the others. It may not be as thick, as heavy as this one. It might be like this one. Or maybe even smaller. But we have another tool. We have Bibles that share the history of God's action in this world, both in the Old Testament and in the New. That share and introduce us not only to God, and introduce us not only to our Christ, but to give us examples that even in the ugliness of the world, and this is filled with not just the good, it's filled with the bad and the ugly as well. Although Clint Eastwood and Eli Wallach and Lee Van Cleef are not in here. But it's filled with all of those things. The good, the bad, the ugly things in the world, and yet it helps us to be prepared to step outside of the camouflage and to be seen. Not so that we are seen, but so that God, who works within us through God's Spirit, can be seen. And the world can be changed. Sometimes we use camouflage to hide. Sometimes to hide ourselves from others. It may not be this, but it is seen in other ways as we cover up who God has made us to be. And our challenge is the same challenge that Simon Peter had, that James, that Matthew, that John, that Barnabas, that Saul, also known as Paul, that Priscilla and her husband Aquila, that the four daughters of Philip the evangelist who preached and shared the good news, that Constantine, that Martin Luther, and that so many others, even we in this room, have been given that commission to step out of the shadows, to unlock the doors behind which we hide, and to go out even as Christ was sent out to change. First to change ourselves, and then to change the world. Camouflage sometimes comes in handy. But in Christ's kingdom, we're to put away our camouflage and we're to live so that others may see where we are and who we are, and more importantly, whose we are. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Out of the locked doors, out of the camouflage, into the light of the world, to share the light of the world. May we pray. Our most gracious God, we admit that sometimes we are afraid, sometimes we are uncomfortable, sometimes we do hide, and yet you did not hide from us. And in Christ, you not only brought us redemption, but you brought us responsibility. Help us to find your peace that will lead us outside of the locked doors and the safe walls. Help us to remove the camouflage, whether it's at school, at work, at home, even within our own congregation, so that we might share your peace and your spirit with a world in need. We ask these things in the name of Jesus, who commissions us and who empowers us. Amen. Our hymn of decision is hymn number 396. Breathe on me. Christ breathed on those disciples and breathed in those disciples, and when Christ comes within us, he breathes within us new life. Our altar is open as we sing. It is open for any who would make a first-time profession of faith publicly. It is open to any who would come and join with our fellowship and minister from this place. It is open to any who would recommit themselves to taking off the camouflage and to sharing the Spirit. Hymn number 396, Breathe on Me.